Hungary launches new ad campaign aimed at Soros and EU immigration policies. Written by James Murphy. Wednesday, February, 2019. The government of Hungary is poking billionaire globalist George Soros and the European Union again. On Tuesday, the government announced on its Facebook page that it is launching a new media campaign with the message that Soros and the EU are in favor of unchecked illegal immigration into the EU states, including Hungary. Against the backdrop of an image showing a grinning Soros and EU President Jean-Claude Juncker, the post reads, "The government is launching an information mission on the Brussels plan for immigration. Everyone has the right to know the current proposals that are fundamentally endangering Hungary's safety." Facebook translation from the original Hungarian. The new ad blitz is expected to include billboard posters with smiling pictures of Soros and Juncker above the words, "You too have a right to know what Brussels is preparing. They want to bring in the mandatory settlement quota, weaken member states' right to border defense, facilitate immigration with a migrant visa." Officials in Brussels were quick to claim that the Hungarian government was spreading fake news. "It is shocking that such a ludicrous conspiracy theory has reached the mainstream to the extent it has. There is no conspiracy. Hungarians deserve facts, not fiction," said EU spokesperson Margaritis Schinas. Schinas went on to claim that the EU has zero plans for humanitarian visas and that EU member states will be allowed to control their own level of immigration. But Hungary, led by Prime Minister Viktor Orban, shown, has been down this road before with the EU. Hungary refused to follow German Chancellor Angela Merkel's open borders approach, first instituted in 2015. Since 2015, Germany has taken in over 1.4 million migrants, many of them allegedly fleeing Africa and the Middle East due to war and poverty. Orban refused to open Hungary's borders despite EU demands. Hungary, in fact, built a barrier, heavy-duty fencing with razor wire, on its border with Serbia and Croatia, and guess what? It worked. Illegal immigration in Hungary dropped from 391,384 in 2015 down to 1,418 in 2017, a 99.6% decrease. And Hungary wasn't finished with protecting its citizens from illegal immigration. In June of 2018, Hungary adopted new Stop Soros laws, which, among other things, levy a 25% tax on any organization that the Hungarian government deems to be assisting illegal immigrants to enter the country illegally. The Soros-funded Open Society Foundations (OSF), a militant leftist, open borders organization, is challenging the Hungarian law in the European Court of Human Rights. Orban has vowed that the laws will stay in place no matter what the judge decides. Meanwhile, the EU is considering sanctions against Hungary for breaching the bloc's core values, which apparently include unchecked immigration. In September, the European Parliament voted to investigate the possibility of invoking so-called Article 7, sometimes called the nuclear option, against Hungary. Penalties could include the loss of Hungary's vote in the EU Parliament. Juncker and other EU officials believe that the ad campaign is a malicious attempt to affect the EU elections coming in May. Juncker, who believes that Orban's Fidesz party should be expelled from the European People's Party bloc in the EU Parliament, had strong words for Orban on Tuesday. "I don't think the conservatives in Hungary represent Christian democratic values in any way," Juncker said. "There is no overlap at all between Mr. Orban and me, so I am of the opinion that his place is not in the European People's Party." Although Orban and the Hungarian government aren't hiding the fact that they would like a new anti-migration bloc to become the majority in the EU Parliament, they claim that the new ad campaign is only informational for citizens of Hungary, and not an attempt to influence the coming elections. In an interview with Euronews, Hungarian Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó said, "Our target is after European Parliament elections the anti-migration approach will be the majority in all Europe. It's not the first time that Orban's government has run afoul of the EU and its globalist policies." Another billboard campaign against Soros in July of 2017 was even called anti-Semitic by EU critics. Soros is Jewish, prompting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to defend Hungary against the charge. Considering their obvious disagreement over the EU's lax immigration standards and the possibility of sanctions for their failure to appease their EU overlords, it might be time for the Hungarian people to consider leaving the globalist EU. It's becoming rather obvious that Hungary and its citizens don't believe in the same things the EU does. Why hang on to the affiliation when it seems to be causing nothing but strife? Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.